Log Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about Cleo's movie review. Hello, hello. And we are talking about the American Black Film Festival that's usually held in Miami, Florida today. And we have our first virtual event from the American Black Film Festival due to COVID-19. And I'm telling you, it is some good films on there. You can actually be on it and be a part of it for free. And it actually has been going on from the 21st of August and will be going on until the 30th of August this month. That's till the end of the month. And everything will be happening virtually where you can view all these films. And so let me give you the rundown of the films. I'm just going to name them off. It's 9-1-1 Kids, Almost Nowhere, American Dream, A New York Christmas Wedding, A Rose Between Thorns, Asunder, One Flesh Divided, Augustus, Basically, B, Believe in You, Dark City Beneath the Beat, Death of a Telemarketer, Effustan Anawara, if I'm saying that correctly, False Advertisement, FAM, meaning F-A-M, Farewell, Flawed, Frederick Douglass Boulevard, a.k.a. Food and Drink Boulevard, a.k.a. FDB, Get Luke Low, Growing Up Milwaukee, Home, Hope Village, Hungry to Learn, In Hollywoodland, Intolerance No More, Junebug, Laruta, Little Brother, Lola, Loving in America, Mandem, Maurice Hines, Bring Them Back, My Daughter, Tyler, My Fortress, My Hero, Nectar, No Ordinary Love, Normal, Our Garangosa, Pink Opaque, Praise, Public Enemy Number One, Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in School, River City Drumbeat, Rude Boys Restaurant, Run for His Life, She Ball, She Had to Ask, Sisters, Tea, Tender, Tender, That's Wild, The Birth of Deceit, The Lick, The Male Revolt, The Mark, The Prison Within, The Ticket, Translucent, Truck It, Two Beats on One Soul, Unapologetic, When a Tree Falls, When Liberty Burns, Winston, Young and Reckless. Okay, as of the 29th, you can vote for your favorite film on American Black Film Festival on their website. You can sign up right now at www.abff.com. And I'm going to tell you one of my favorite films. As you can see, there are a lot of documentaries. There are a lot of longer full feature films. There are short films. But one of my favorite short films, and I can say, is one called Bee. This little girl in this film was just so adorable. And the concept of the film was just so good. It was just awesome to see, awesome to watch. And she was just adorable. You could just eat her cheeks. So, I mean, it was such a good, well-written short film. And there's another, a few, but I really want you to go to the website and support them. They have been around for a minute, and they are a kick-butt film festival. This is one of the best, elite of the elite when it comes to film festivals, because they have some everybody. They had Mary J. Blige speaking. As you can see, some of the 2020 festival sponsors are Warner Media, HBO, Miami, Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, Comcast, Amazon Studios, Sony Pictures, Netflix. I could go on and on. BET. These people, IMDb, the Variety, these people are definitely being supported by the best, because this is definitely where you go to celebrate Black film. This is one of the best. And if you're in your community, I suggest if you don't have one, start your own, and you can start online like I did. So I'm just going to say it's worth seeing, and it's free this year to us online. But they do have industry passes that get you access to more things like the classes and the forums and certain films. So it's worth seeing. But if you don't know about the American Black Film Festival, it's worth getting to know about. I'll give you a little history on the American Black Film Festival. I found out about it way before I went to film school, and I have been wanting to go for the longest, y'all. And this, when it, you know, how COVID happened, it was crazy. I end up being able to go. We all are able to go because it's virtual, because we can't travel anywhere. Boris Cajot and his wife, they're some of the hosts, and it's just awesome. Now, let me see. It's an independent Black film festival for Black members of the film community, actors, and they get honors during this film festival. It's something to behold, and it shows you where we can go, and how we can aspire to do so much more, because it starts there. We have to have our own in the African-American community, because everybody else has theirs. Now it's time for us to definitely go full-fledged and have our own, thanks to Oprah and Tyler Perry and other people for pushing this along the way, because it was greatly needed. Okay, now this is one thing that I can say will make you want to go to Miami, Florida. If you don't know, if you don't want to, and I get it. I get it, because it's expensive in Miami, but it's well worth it. But the founder was Jeff Friday and Byron E. Lewis and Warrington Hudlin. They wanted to create this venue for what we call Black Hollywood, and this is definitely Black Hollywood on its rise. And so I suggest seeing it. I'm going to ask you to see one of my favorite shorts, and a few others. Support the cause, and if you have any questions about it, feel free to always call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and we can talk about it, talk about what films you want to get recognized, and who you voted for if you got to see it between now and the 29th. But it's still going to be available on the 30th, and we can totally debate about it from there. So until next time, people, enjoy these films during this film festival during COVID. Be great.